This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Let's check up now on El Salvador, which made crypto history back in 2021 by becoming the first country to accept Bitcoin as legal tender. The plan, spearheaded by the country's president, Nayib Bukele, was praised by crypto enthusiasts who welcomed what they saw as financial freedom. But do regular Salvadorans see any of this? The BBC's Catherine Ellis filed this report for us.
At a small coffee shop in El Salvador's capital, customers come for freshly made coffee, packets of high-quality beans, and to pay in Bitcoin.
You hit the scan button on your app?
The digital currency has been legal tender in the Central American country for more than 2 years. Businesses are officially required to accept Bitcoin, but patchy technology and limited internet access and a lack of enforcement means only some do.
We have a little sign outside the door that says Bitcoin accepted.
Coffee shop owner Gabe Gutierrez says taking Bitcoin payments has helped him to attract customers.
In a normal month, 5 to 10% of our sales are in Bitcoin. The business impact has been very positive in the sense, obviously, it's bringing in revenue. But it's not only that, it's more convenient.
President Nayib Bukele claimed adopting Bitcoin would reduce dependence on the country's other currency, the US dollar, and make it cheaper to send and receive remittances when migrants send home money to their family. But in the first 6 months of 2023, according to El Salvador's central bank, only around 1% of remittances were received in Bitcoin. Many Salvadorans, like Delmi Brandt, say they're not using the currency.
If they educated the people in how to use the currency, then maybe we could.
Others, like Bea Tenorio, think the government's decision was irresponsible.
I don't think those of us at the bottom will see the benefits of it.
El Salvador has lost an estimated $40 million of its total investments in Bitcoin since 2021 due to a decline in the value of the cryptocurrency. Carlos Acevedo is an economist and former president of El Salvador's Central Reserve Bank. He says Bitcoin is not suited for legal tender.
It's like playing Monopoly. For people as the poor, they cannot afford to take a drop in 5%, 10% in one day.
But the government is continuing to push Bitcoin. It recently announced education would be compulsory in schools from 2024. People from other countries are also moving to El Salvador to use the cryptocurrency, like James Turner and Nikki Malcolm from New Zealand.
So I receive 100% of my income at the moment as Bitcoin, which we then manage to live our life here.
On a daily basis, we use it to buy our groceries.
Charlie Stevens from Ireland has also moved here.
I use it to trim my beard, for coffees, for gas, for cooking. I use it for my motorbike.
While some say El Salvador's Bitcoin project hasn't worked, there are others who believe it's only just beginning. In El Salvador, I'm the BBC's Catherine Ellis for Marketplace.